This week, we're looking at how our work lives have changed since the pandemic. And today, we are thinking about what we wear. Okay, fashion may seem small, but it says something larger about how the pandemic has changed all of us. Now, if you work in certain industries that were aesthetically relaxed before, that probably hasn't changed. But the pandemic has given some people a chance to loosen up. Our producer, Milton Guevara, went to Capitol Hill and found Jeremy Gonzalez, who has worked there since November.
Yeah, I would say definitely. Like, when I first started coming in, even on recess days, I would be wearing a suit and a tie, or even like my three-piece suit that I have that I think is like, you know, I feel good in that outfit. Now, unless it's like a voting day, I usually am not wearing a suit. Otherwise, I would just be wearing jeans and like, you know, maybe a button down or a polo.
Okay, jeans and a polo is not exactly fashion forward, but it is pretty casual for the Hill. We wondered if looser dress codes had found their way into another notoriously formal work culture, Wall Street, where for men, suits are really the only option, and even then, not a huge range of improvisation.
You know, in terms of color palette and all that, I mean, it's blue and black, and the shirts are white or blue.
This is David Gura. He covers Wall Street for NPR, and he did a little digging for us on if and how dress codes have changed in the epicenter of American finance. He called up a source David calls his suits guy. He's named Ken Gidden. His family has run this storied men's store in Manhattan since the 1920s called Rothman's.
I called him up and I asked him sort of what's changed now that offices are reopened. And this is what he said.
In terms of dress code, the one thing that I would say certainly for the Wall Street crowd is the operative word is confusion.
So people are coming back and they feel like, okay, I can't wear the sweats that I was wearing. You know, I should be wearing something more formal, but they don't really know what that is. And I thought what was so fascinating as I heard Ken talk about this, it's like it's across the board. So it's interns who are saying they're confused, kind of first years right out of college are saying the same thing.
Yeah.
But he says executives are coming in and they have the same complaint. They just don't know what this dress code is supposed to be like in this new world.
That's so interesting. They definitely perceive that something has shifted, though. Everything's just not going back to the way it was.
And I think that like before the pandemic, they had a good handle on what the dress code was at banks and law firms and across corporate America. And now he's learning as well. So like he's advising people on what to wear. And then I think he's kind of counting on them to come back and tell him what they're seeing. Because obviously, yeah, his job is like to be an advisor in some respect to make sure that people are outfitted the way that they want to be or should be for jobs.
Young people in particular, for whom they may be walking into their first jobs and, you know, they just spent 2 years at home. Maybe they were, you know, at home taking college classes and they don't have a clue.
Yeah, he's done this for years. Like they'll come in and he says they'll maybe start with a suit, figuring they need one of those. They'll pick out a sport coat.
But then they're not sure where to go. Do you wear dress slacks to work? Do you wear khakis? Can you wear jeans? And nobody really has drawn the line and nobody really knows what the right answer is.
So the advice that he's giving them is just wear dress trousers and a blazer, collared shirt. And very quickly, you'll get a sense if that's the vibe of the office. And he said, worst case, you just hang that blazer on your coat hook or doorknob and you don't wear it the next day.
You heard the man, err on the dressier side and then figure it out from there. Robin Gavon thinks this is good advice, too. And believe me, you want to listen to Robin because writing about what our outward appearance means was her full-time gig at The Washington Post for most of her career. So, I mean, you used to write exclusively about fashion. Now you write about all kinds of things. But, I mean, I'm looking at you online, all these photos of you, Robin. You're a very well-heeled woman. You always look totally put together.
You're very so kind.
I mean, it's just truth. So when you were on lockdown like the rest of us, I'm assuming that you didn't dress to the nines. What was your situation?
Well, I certainly had my days when, you know, I worked out in the morning and just sort of stuck with sweatpants or something for the rest of the day. But honestly, you know, I missed the clothes in my closet. And so I would put them on. And as I joked to one of my colleagues, you know, I said, a steady diet of yoga pants and sweatpants will lie to you. A pair of jeans will be very honest about what your eating habits have wrought.
I feel that in a very real way. So now here we are. A lot of people have gone back to their offices, to their pre-COVID work routines. What have you noticed in terms of changes since people have returned? Are they keeping some of that cash vibe or what?
One of the things that I found to be striking just within the fashion industry is that there was a lot of conversation of trying to create collections that were much more sort of comfort first. But what I've noticed is that there's really a return to sort of fashion with a capital F, because I think people who loved it before continue to love it. And there's something about creating boundaries again, right? Where you have the clothes that you wear out into the world, and then you have the clothes that are sort of your playtime clothes, your downtime clothes.
Although, you know, I spoke to one person who talked to me about breaking down that boundary and how that felt liberating to them, to not have to bifurcate yourself that way, that there was a certain uniform, a definition of what it meant to be a professional that they didn't feel was really authentic to them anymore. And now they're wearing overalls and big flamboyant colors and erasing that boundary.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's sort of the big existential question, at least in the fashion realm, as people return to the office, which is, you know, how much of a breakdown do you want between sort of the personal self and the professional self? And I think for some people, it is really invigorating to be able to bring the entirety of their personality with them wherever they go. And I think there are other people who were frustrated by the fact that their workday never really seemed to end, that everything blurred into one giant mush of constantly being online, constantly being on call. And they sort of long for more of a delineation between the two. I think that ultimately we'll come to some sort of happy medium. But I will say that one area where the role of comfort seems to have like stuck is in footwear.
Footwear? Did Robin Gavon just give me an excuse to play Run DMC? I think she did. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a sneak. My Adidas touched the sand of a
foreign land. With Mike in hand, I come to command. I am not seeing a return to the serious dressy heels or constricting footwear. I'm seeing a lot more flats, both in offices, on runways, in lookbooks, in magazines.
Yeah, I mean, how did we ever do that? I look at these heels. I have to admit, I was never really a heel person, but right before the lockdowns, I decided I needed some. And now I look at them and I'm like, there's just no way. I'm never, ever putting those on.
Yeah, but there had already been a lot of collaborations between high-end fashion brands like Birkenstock and Converse and Adidas. And, you know, there had been sort of sneaker technology put into dress shoes.
Yeah.
And this idea that you could still look very professional and polished and dressed up wearing a pair of flats.
But remember how that was so stigmatized back in the day? Like, you know, not to diss on Naturalizer or any of those other older brands, but...
Go ahead, diss on them.
Poor Naturalizer. But that was like an old lady shoe, right? If you were looking for like a comfortable shoe, that was totally not the hip and cool thing to do. And now I see cool sneakers everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, I freely own up to the fact that one of the earliest stories I wrote when I came to Washington was about all of these women emerging from the metro and, you know, looking like they were headed into, you know, some law office from the ankles up, but they were wearing the equivalent of, you know, workout sneakers on,
right,
on their feet.
Like working girl, like Melanie Griffith.
Exactly. And I thought, oh my God, this column is going to be the one that like leads my obituary or something, because people were so outraged.
So in your best guidance then, so I'm still working at home. Like we should, I should just admit this. And I am having a real mental block about going back to work and not wearing my athleisure wear. Your suggestion to me is just try it and see what happens. Maybe it's not so scary.
I would say ease into it. I mean, I don't think you have to go
like a nice pair of yoga pants,
yoga pants to, you know, the full three-piece suit.
That's never happening.
Ensemble.
Right.
But I think you could go from yoga pants to maybe a pair of, you know, up-style track pants.
Ooh,
and maybe a simple
cool.
pullover and
yes.
a pair of high style Birkenstocks. I mean, oh. I think that's like a very gentle shift.
We don't even know each other that well. And you just nailed my look. That was perfect.
I think the key word is pull together.
Robin Gavon of the Washington Post. She writes about fashion, but so much more. We are pleased she talked with us. Thank you so much, Robin.
Thank you.